Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, the Edge of Reality, here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And Thursday means that we're one step closer to the weekend, so happy weekend as well. Big show tonight, big show. I look forward to this show every year because this guest has been a part of our show, I think, every year for the past 5 years, I want to say, Priscilla. I mean, am I right with that?
5%.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute joy every time she comes on, and I want to say hello and a big welcome to Jillian Larson. How are you, Jillian?
Hi, I'm absolutely awesome. And you know, this is our 9th year, and I do think you guys have been with us every year. We started together on our first year. It's year 9.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
You're flying along then, Jillian, because I didn't even think about that. It feels
I'm sure you guys started with us on year one, because I kind of joke that it took me 18 years to get, 18 years, good grief, it took me 8 years to get on Survivor, and now I've been doing post-Survivor fun, raising money for 9 years.
Wow. Well, time flies when you're having fun, Jillian. And Jillian, for those of you who don't know, who haven't heard us before, Jillian has founded this amazing event called Reality Rally, and we're going to be telling you all about it and how you can get involved, what it's all about, and some of the really cool events that take place this throughout that weekend. And, Jillian not only does amazing work, amazing fundraising, puts on killer events, she's also, of course, a Survivor contestant. And that's how she got involved in all this to begin with. And, Jillian, I'm so excited that you're back. I love that you come on every year to talk to us about Reality Rally.
Well, I really, really, really appreciate you having me on, first of all, I love chatting to you guys and to everybody out there that's listening. I love to be able to share what we do, and there's, so many bits and pieces to it that is great. Even if people aren't local, there's so many ways that people can be involved, which I'll cover when I go into what we do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Reality Rally, and I'm just going to put everything up front here. Reality Rally, you can go to realityrally.com for all the information of what we're going to be talking about today. I'm gonna plug that website a ton of times throughout the time we're talking to Jillian, but realityrally.com is the place to go always to find out about this magnificent event taking place May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th this year in Temecula, California. And Jillian, the 9th, you said it before, 9th year that you are doing this, the 9th time that you are having this event, and what it looked like from year one to this year. I cannot believe every year how much it expands.
Well, it's fun, I am so privileged and grateful and appreciative of everybody that's hopped on to help. And for those that might not know, I'll just touch back a little bit to ten years ago. As you mentioned, I was a contestant on Survivor, and it was in 2008. Took me 8 years to get on it. I was 61 by the time I got on, and of course I was selected because it was the right time for Survivor to have me on. I had wanted to be on it forever. I applied 20 times. in one way or the other, open casting calls, some interviews on, you know, it wasn't online. You had to submit a dinosaur VCR tape in those days. But it, I kept going, and I could not understand the passion that I kept having to try. And I know a lot of people do that. They try. Some people have been trying now for 16, 17 years since Survivor started. But I really couldn't explain it. You know, most people seem to have a reason why they wanted to get on. I didn't. And I do believe that I was being guided by something greater than myself. I mean, whatever a person's spiritual belief is, it was to be able to use it. So, yeah, I tried for 8 years. I played for 6 days. I was booted second. I had a 5-week vacation, and I was walking 60 miles a day. 60 miles a day, boy, that would have been quite a feat. 5 hours a day training for a 60-mile walk when I got home. And I thought, what can I use this experience for? It's kind of like anything in life, that sometimes it doesn't turn out quite like you thought it would. But there's always another path or another reason, and that's what came to me. I thought, gosh, and I can do something with this. I can use this opportunity for fundraising. And I love the town that I live in. We're right between LA and San Diego, right equidistant, about 45 minutes from the ocean inland. And fairly easy to get to. And I do have a way of people from out of town getting here easier, and I'll talk about the VIP weekend experience. And I have been so blessed. I knew nobody when I moved here. I'd moved from the East Coast. And in those 10 years, because the first year was just planning, so many people have come on board and have helped. I've got 60 major people that I call our production team that do a significant part in some way. And then throughout the weekend, we have over 450 volunteers. And then throughout the whole building time, many, many sponsors who offer us their time, their talent, their venue, their product, their whatever it is that they can give us to make it happen. Because a lot of people don't have much money to give away, but they have talent, they have time, they have a venue, they have product. And that's how we run it. And I just love it because I keep thinking of fun, crazy things to do. Hey, why don't we do this during the event? And everybody, yeah, let's do that. So they all pitch in and we make it happen. And yes, it's changed over the years. Anything that takes a lot of time and a lot of effort on my behalf and or my volunteers, every one of us is a volunteer. Not even myself makes a penny out of this. We all have over heart. No overhead. And anything that takes too much effort that doesn't really bring in, it's fun, but it doesn't bring in the money compared to the amount of work it took to make it happen, we don't do that part anymore. And we do something else. For example, the crazy fun, awesome lip sync battle that, well, I can't call it battle. It's a lip sync showdown. We have at our local Pechanga Resort and Casino. That's been going for 4 years now, and that has been such fun. So, yeah, it's grown, it's developed, it's changed, and it's a big we event, and you're part of that we, so thank you. Without it, it would still be an idea in my head in the jungle because it is a we event. And we raise money for Michelle's Place. Michelle was a young girl that died at 26 because she was misdiagnosed with breast cancer at 19. And she asked her parents when she was fighting her cancer, you know, if there's something you can do to help support people going through what she was going through at the time, please see what you can do. Well, she passed away. And about 6 months later, her family sat down at the kitchen table and said, what can we do to honor Michelle's, essentially her dying wish? And they opened Michelle's Place 17 years ago, and they've provided over 150,000 no-cost services to those that are fighting cancer. It had primarily been breast cancer, but this year, well, actually in November of last year, they have expanded their services to support all forms of cancer, male, female, young, old, doesn't matter, if somebody's looking for support in all the ways they do. And so if you check out Michelle's Place, .org, you will see everything that they do. So every year I think to myself, oh my gosh, I just turned 72. So how long can I keep doing this with all the help, thank God, that I have? And then I think, you know what? This is so easy compared to dealing with a life-threatening diagnosis. This is nothing, and the money that we raise is so valuable and so appreciated because Michelle's Place is not federally funded. They run on mostly volunteers as well. Their staff has grown a little over the years, but they run on like 65, 70 volunteers, and the money is so valuable. They rely on funding, grants, fundraising, and so we keep having fun for Michelle's Place. Yeah, that's fun. In fact, this weekend on Saturday, it would have been Michelle's, I think it was her 45th birthday. I should get that right, but I didn't. But they're having a birthday party at the new Michelle's Place facility, which they're busy renovating because they have bought a building that's like four times the size they were in because of the services. They needed more space. So they're having a birthday party, and we're all getting together, well, many, many people. So if you're in this area, anybody, within driving distance to Temecula on this Saturday, whatever the date is, can't remember, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. But at 2 o'clock, we're putting together an appeal video in multicolored clothes, holding up signs, primarily for Ellen, and then we'll be following it up with others to other lovely celebrities that donate money like Hoda, Oprah, etc., to help us, you know, build out Michelle's Place. So we're going to have hopefully Ellen's going to pick it up and you'll see Michelle's Place on Ellen, asking her to help do what they do. So anyway,
wow.
That's a little story about Michelle's Place.
Wow.
And they're just amazing. It's basically what people might call a grassroots mom-pop organization that started at a kitchen table and now look what they're doing. And they're the only center of that kind in Southern California. From, you know, the nearest one was in Santa Barbara when Michelle was, that she found. And they're the only ones in in Southern California area. And they service anybody that can get to them for all of the things that they do, all support. They don't do medical treatment, but they refer to medical treatment, which they then cover the cost. And the physicians in this area have all given great reduction in price for them so that they can. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's why we keep doing it. Because it matters. And did I mention, I don't think I told you the number, but so far we've been able to donate over $500,000 to them.
Oh,
by having fun. And that's why we want to keep doing it.
Jillian, that's absolutely amazing. That's wonderful. We're talking to Jillian. RealityRally.com is the site to go to. And actually the place to be, on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th this year, is in Temecula, California for the three-day Reality Rally event. You know, all the things you know and love, such as the amazing race. Yes, you can be a part. You can play one of my favorite games, one of my favorite shows, the amazing race. You can be on a team. And even more fun, Jillian, and talk us through this, you can have an opportunity to be on an amazing race team with a reality personality. Talk to me about that, Jillian.
Correct. So first of all, it's not the actual amazing race. It's not with Phil Keegan and running all over the world. What it is an amazing race type of game because it's teams of four. So there's two options, and we keep the price very low for the entry fee. So a team of three sign up, and it can be anybody, public. I mean, it is public. It's from nonprofit organizations, companies, the hospitals, the healthcare, anybody in the whole area or out of town that wants to come and do this. So you are on a team of three, and then you get a reality star. And the teams of three, their cost to play is $300 for the three. It's not $300 each. And so they get a random reality star assigned to their team. If they want to choose their reality star, which we've already had several, one of the teams has chosen Christina Cha from Survivor that's coming. Another team has chosen Joey Covino. from Amazing Race. They chose him. They raised $1,000 to get him last year, and they've done it again this year because they love Joey and they want him on the team. Then they go all over Old Town Temecula, which looks like it fell out of a Wild West movie, doing 12 different challenges that are significant to the organization. Like when you get to the theater, you perhaps do something theatrical. The History Museum, it's a historical scavenger hunt. The Stampede, which is like a dance place, a country western place, saloon, fun dancing place. You do something cowboy-like. The Old Town Gunfighters, you do something that's gunfightery. There's a karate station that you learn how to do karate moves. So, and you do this as a team, or it's for public without a reality star, and they just have fun on their own with their four fun friends. And it's such fun. In fact, people who come from Amazing, the stars who come from Amazing Race who come to the event, say that some of it's even a little bit more challenging than the Amazing Race. But anybody can do it. We've had people in wheelchairs do it with a service dog, and we've had people in their 80s. When I designed it, I thought, you know what? So many people are excluded from being on The Amazing Race because they didn't get chosen, being on Survivor because they didn't get chosen, mud runs, you know, 5Ks, all of that because they don't feel they can or they absolutely cannot do something like that. I wanted something that everybody could do, and they do. You don't have to run. Some people do because they want to win the whole thing or they want to win their division. But they don't have to run. I must say it looks really cool. When the video, we live stream as well, actually. So you'll be able to go onto realityrally.com on Saturday, May 4th, and you can see all the action going on live stream. So when everybody takes off, when the game begins, the clues are handed out. It really does look pretty cool with everybody running off. 80% of them, the moment they get around the corner, walk. And they go from station to station, which is a mile to a mile. It's in Old Town. So it's just 1 mile radius, basically. And so it's very, very, it's very fun. So that's the Amazing Race type game. That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds like so much fun. If you're in anywhere near Temecula, California, you would be crazy not to do that. You would be crazy not to go. I mean, that's just how it goes. But let's say, Jillian, let's say that I'm from out of town. Let's say, you know, I'm from Pennsylvania. I want to go. I want to make an entire weekend of this experience. I understand that there are VIP experience weekend packages for people like me, for the out-of-towners. Can you talk a little bit about that, Jillian?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. And everything we're talking about, for those that are listening, you go to realityrally.com, and it's right on the homepage. So there's 6 little pictures across the middle. And when you click on those pictures, it takes you to the event details of that specific event, part of the weekend. And then there's a video. So you can see the video of what it looks like, because people can't read my mind yet and probably hope they never do. But so they can look at the video. So the weekend experience, we started that after about year two because it's equidistant from LA and San Diego. So if people were to come, they'd have to get here, then they'd have to rent a car or they'd have to get their own hotel. So we put together a package that is $1,400 for tuple. We don't cover the flight, but we cover the airport transport. So we pick them up. Part of the package is picking them up at San Diego Airport. It's the only one we use. We gave up using LA. It's an absolute nightmare. But San Diego, we provide their transport. They get an amazing room at the Pechanga Resort for all 3 nights for 2 people. And those rooms are well into the hundreds. I mean, we've included in the package. They get transport all weekend on the bus with the reality stars going from, you know, one venue to the other all weekend. They are part. They get to meet, you know, the reality stars. They're hanging out with them. They're on the bus with them. They get tickets to all the events that are included in the package. And they are treated just like one of the reality stars. They have their own handler. that, well, not one, there's one handler that handles, you know, probably 3, 4, 5 sets of people, but keeps them kind of informed about the, you know, hey, the bus is coming or whatever it is they need to know. They get a swag bag with, you know, a few things in it. And it's, and then they're back to the airport. And also our transport, because some people want to come out and stay a little longer. Now, we cover in that package, which is $1,400, but it's over a $2,000 value and easy for everybody. If they want to come early or stay late, we cover those 3 nights. And obviously, there's all the stuff that's during the weekend, the event tickets, the transport. But the airport transport is at any time from the airport. So if they were to come spend a few days in San Diego, they just get back to the airport, we pick them up there, and the other way around. If they want to stay in San Diego, we take them back to the airport, and then they can go into San Diego for whatever they want to do. But the transport for to and from the airport is at any time. And that's on underneath VIP Weekend Experience Package. And it's just a really good way of seeing this. And we have quite a lot of people who tell them that way.
It sounds like a great immersive thing to do, especially if you're coming from out of town. It's a great way to kind of hang out with all of these reality personalities, which are the focal point of the weekend. You're going to see them all over at all of these events. But this is a chance that you get to hang out with them, sit next to them on the bus, and, you know, really have a really cool weekend experience. So, again, that takes place May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the VIP Experience Weekend Package. RealityRally.com is where you get more information on that. And, you know, I can't say this enough, but, of course, all of this weekend, everything, all of it, goes to Michelle's place, all of it, you know.
And yeah, check out that
all run by
hotel.
Volunteers.
Absolutely, we're all volunteers, and you know, we devote all of our time and effort because we care. And I just absolutely bow down at everybody who plays a part in this. The most amazing production team, volunteers, all the general volunteers, the sponsors. Just everybody who plays a part in it, I'm just in awe every year, and I just bow down and say thank you. But the Pechanga Resort is the most incredible fun place. It's resort casino. It's actually it has the biggest gaming floor I heard in the country, which I'm wondering how on earth, because I know that some of them in Vegas are huge, but they've won many, many awards, and it is beautiful. It's a magnificent hotel. So if you go onto our website, realityrally.com, click on VIP Experience. There's a video about behind that. You click on it, it takes you behind to the other information, and there's a great video on Pechanga. But it's great. It's a beautiful facility, and they just, hopped on, and we've been there for the past 2 years now. And that's where the lip sync is. And the lip sync is crazy fun.
Yeah. We'll talk about the lip sync and other events, the chef showcase, and all of that. We'll talk about that in a minute. And of course, if you have questions for Jillian, and I should have probably said this up top, so I apologize. I was just so excited to start talking to her. But if you have questions for Jillian, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Reality Alley, and I will make sure that I get them to her. I will ask them. I should have said that up top. I just was so excited to get started. I forgot to, Jillian. Speaking of Twitter, Reality Rally has a Twitter as well. It's at Reality Rally, right, Jillian?
Yep, absolutely. Twitter, okay. Instagram, Facebook, all of those. I have a social media team that covers the whole weekend, and then Mike Purcell, who actually has a platform called ShoutTag, which is it's a social media platform for all the experiences you have in social media. He directs our social media activity. So when you see on Reality Rally, I've got a personal one, Jillian Larson, Jillian with a G, but Reality Rally's Facebook is where we put anything that's up and coming information just out, you know, check this out, etc. And Mike takes care of that, putting that on there. So yeah, we've got a very robust social media group. And you know, I kind of chuckle because out of all my friends who are my age, and as I said, I'm old, I smile. I think, good grief, I never in a million years thought that I was going to be so up on things that happened. You know, usually when you're getting older, you think to yourself, oh, you know, I don't know about these newfangled things. Well, I love it. It's great. I've learned so much, which has been another thing that has been a blessing. So anyway, yeah, for an old lady, it's pretty good.
Now, Jillian, you mentioned before that, let's say May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you can't make it to Temecula, California, you can't make it to the event, but there are still ways that people can participate, and I want to make sure that we cover that, because they can, not only can people, you mentioned that they can watch the web stream live on realityrally.com on Saturday, May 4th, so you can see Amazing Race in action. But even before that weekend, let's say you want to help one of your reality stars get to Reality Rally. Maybe you want to make sure that you see somebody in Temecula, California. How can you help them, Jillian? How can people help the reality stars get to Temecula? How can they help them with fundraising?
Yeah, thank you for asking that as well. And so that people are aware, first of all, I'm still amazed that people think it's a party weekend for reality stars. It happens to be an amazing, awesome, amazing three-day party weekend, but it's a fundraiser, and part of it is reality stars coming to town. It's for the public. It's for the public to come and meet some reality. I would have given my eye teeth to have met some people from Survivor while I was trying to get on. So it is a way to come meet reality stars, and I think there are 30 different shows that are represented again this year. So the reality stars actually have to raise money to be here. This isn't just a party, it's a fundraiser, and they take it seriously. They have to raise, depending on whether they're driving in or flying in, different levels. But they have to raise that money, and if they don't, and their deadline is coming up to what I call qualify, which is kind of a weird word, but they have to have raised the money. Their goal, which is on their bio, on their website, on their fundraising link, their amount by March 26th, which is coming up. It's 2 weeks away. And if they haven't, I'm so sorry, but they can't come. Otherwise, I'd be flooded with people coming just for the good time. And I can't do that. That won't happen. This is a fundraiser. So if people would like to help some reality stars raise money, it's for Michelle's Place. Raise the money. It's not for the stars. If they want to help raise some money or donate some money through a reality star, they go to realityrally.com. They click on the tab that says Reality Stars and Teams. That opens up a menu, and that you go to Reality Rally Stars, and then click over to Reality Rally Star Lineup, and it up comes the lineup of who's coming or who's lined up to come this year and are raising their money. And you can see all the people, and say you want to donate. Well, I'll just pick the first person in the list, Al Rios, who's a wonderfully supportive reality star from Amazing Race. He and John Weiss, who were on Amazing Race way back then, have been hugely supportive. So you just click on the star's name, and it takes you to their bio. And then once you get to their bio, you see an area that says donate. So you can donate directly to them, and or underneath their name, it says read more / donate. So you can click there, and then you can donate. And I know that many of these reality stars coming, whether they've reached their goal or not, would really appreciate a few dollars, even $2, $4, $1. Every amount counts, and it all adds up. And so, yeah, that's how you can do it, by helping a reality star raise money.
And Jillian, this is a very important point, so I want to make sure that people – get it. When you go to realityrally.com, which is a very, very user-friendly website, I love it. I'm not trying to say, you know, everything is wonderful and fantastic, But everything is wonderful and fantastic. If you go on the website, it's very user friendly. Well, I've been to a lot of fundraising websites and nonprofits, and you know, sometimes the website is a little bit difficult to manage. Here, very easy to navigate. Everything is very clear. You'll have absolutely no problem doing this, especially if you're a little worried about, you know, navigating websites. But if you go on realityrally.com, you go to Reality Stars and Teams. There is a subheading that says Reality Rally Stars. When you click on that, you will see a list of reality stars that are scheduled to appear the weekend of May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Temecula, California for this amazing event. They need a certain amount of money in order to come join. So you can go, you can look, you can see who's on this list. You can donate to whoever you want. You can donate to multiple people. Let's say there's four or five people that you like. Go ahead and donate $10 to each person. You don't have to donate to just one. And then once you do that, when you click on the Read More Donate, there's a really cool, there's bio of each person. There's a years of participation, so you can see if this is their first year participating in Reality Rally or if this is their ninth year participating in Reality Rally. And I'm very strategic about when I do this because I donate every year to reality people to make sure to get as many of them there as possible because it's, you know, this is a fun and an awesome weekend, and part of that is getting to see all of your favorite reality personalities. So my strategy is usually go to people that they're almost there and they just need a little boost, and then you just help them get over to the extra mile, which is fun for me. I know Priscilla, you have a different strategy, right?
Strategy, usually the media, whoever shows up on our show, I used to donate to, but last year I switched it up and we did t-shirt sponsorship. So you can count on me again for the t-shirt sponsorship this year, just an FYI.
Oh, cool. Good. Thank you. You got your shirts, I presume. I put them in the mail.
Oh, good.
Everything. Okay.
Thank you.
I hope the mailman didn't keep them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
so
this year, you know what I'm going to do this year, and I think it might be obvious on the sponsor form that might have come out, what did come out, I sent it out to everybody. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it again. But last year I had intended that the T-shirts went through, well, the year before, through the autograph line to be autographed, and somehow or another the box just didn't make it. So this year what I'm going to do is have them at where the stars check in on the day and autograph them. So I will be checking with everybody who wants to be a T-shirt sponsor to see if they actually want their shirt autographed or not. Because some people may not want a whole bunch of writing on it, even though it is pretty cool. So I'll be finding that out if people want them autographed or not.
Well, that's cool. So, yeah, realityrally.com, you can check out who's scheduled to be there, and then you can help the people that you want there to kind of push them in, make sure that they get there, make sure that they're there. And there is obviously Temecula, California, three-day event, May 2nd through the 4th. Jillian, you mentioned the lip sync competition. You've been doing this for a couple years, right?
This will be our fourth year of the lip sync.
Tell people what happens during the lip sync showdown.
So it's a lip sync, so I think everybody knows. Oh, well, yeah, when I get to Wilson Creek, I'll tell you something else, the celebrity reception. But back to the lip sync. It's a lip sync, so it is, pretend singing. And it is at the Pechanga Resort, and our light and sound guy from Sterling Productions does an incredible job of light and sound. So it looks like a Hollywood production, and actually I think even better. And people can sign up to perform if they want a chance in the spotlight. But the people applying to perform have to have done it by March 25th as well, because it's a competition of reality stars and public. So many of the reality stars sign up to perform, and the public buy a ticket to perform, and it's only $20 for either one person in their act or up to eight, because we've got a fairly good stage at Pechanga. It's, you know, a great venue. So if we're inundated in the next few weeks with maybe 50 performance requests, we can only take 14, 15 of them. So we would then contact people and say, you know, well, we're ready. As they sign up, we're asking, what do you want to sing? What are you going to look like, et cetera? But you can go and see the video from last year. It's on under behind the Pink Lady picture on the website. And people perform crazy fun things. I mean, it's incredible. They go all out. And people, Joey and Redmond from Amazing Race were great, and they did a great performance. And Bunky Miller from Big Brother, I mean, he's absolutely hysterical, and you should see what he's planning for this year, which I'm not going to talk about because it won't be a surprise. But then if people don't want to perform, they want to come and watch this and be part of the audience, which gets very interactive. And cheering them on and having fun. The audience tickets pre-sale are only $15. And then there is a taco bar, because it's Cinco de Mayo weekend, so there's a lovely taco bar available for purchase. We don't provide that in the ticket price. And there's a bar, a cash bar, so there's alcohol and soft drinks for sale. And then what we're doing is we, last year and then again this year, we have a people's choice. So at the end of all the performances this coming, this time in May, and that's on May 3rd at Pechanga Resort, people can vote for their most fun, favorite performance. But they vote with money. So we're going to have people manning all the tables, and we have about 400 people who come to that. When it gets bigger, we can expand, because they are those walls that you just open and close. So we can have a bigger room. And then people vote with money, either cash or PayPal with PayPal here, swipers with people having those ready to take the money. And it's such fun. It's crazy fun. So, yeah, check that out. If you want to perform, check the website out. You've got to do it by May 25th. And if you want to attend, hey, come on down. Either buy your ticket ahead. It does go up $5. If you're buying at the door, but tickets at the door will be available. There are also reserved tables. So it is no increase in price. It's simply the price of 10 tickets. So whatever 10 times 15 is the price of reserving the table specifically for you. And then you buy it and you get your friends to pay you back. So you can definitely have a table with your friends. And that's all on the website. You just click on the buy now and then there it goes. And we use Eventbrite for ticketing, so it's very easy to follow. But crazy fun.
Oh, that's great. And you mentioned too, Jillian, the celebrity reception. What happens at that?
So on Thursday, and that's Thursday the 2nd of May, Wilson Creek Winery has been a sponsor for all 9 years. They are just amazing. They open up their venue for us, and it's on May 2nd. We started at 6. It goes till 10. And we call it the Reality Rally Celebrity Reception Evening of Entertainment, because there's a red carpet with our backdrop on it. The stars go on that, you know, parade. We take pictures of them. And it's great because it's an opportunity to promote our sponsors, plus catch a great picture for the stars to use in whatever method they want to. All the photographers and videographers, and I have a team of what I call imagery, photography, videography, and social media of about 20 people. So there are people all over the place taking pictures, videos, etc., all weekend. And all of those are available for people to just pull off the website after the event, and there's no cost for the pictures. So there's the red carpet. Then the public can get on it and get a picture looking really cool on a red carpet with a backdrop. And then we have a gaming night. We can't call it a casino because we don't have a gambling license, but it's gaming. It's blackjack and poker and a few other things. So wonderful prizes. The gunfighter organization that are like dropped out of the Wild West, They have a backdrop of an old town Temecula scene, and they're there in their costumes because they are a performing group, and they've been in business, well, in business, they've been in the entertainment business for 28 years, and they're a huge part of Reality Rally. So there's a free photo booth. Looking like you came out of, maybe John Wayne's going to come and stand next to you. That's how authentic it looks. We've added this coming year, which is going to be awesome, is a live band karaoke. Lifetime rocker band who've been part of us in the past, not for the past few years, but they've come back again. They've offered their time, their sponsorship, their talent, their band, and they're going to be there backing up people who want to sing karaoke. Now, karaoke is really singing. So it doesn't matter if you can sing fantastically or not. You have an opportunity to look like you're such a professional with a backup band. It is awesome. And I'll be posting some videos on that coming up. So, yeah, that's fun and crazy. And then, of course, there's food. We have about 12 to 14 local restaurants that sponsor their food, that you go around and take little plates of food from all these different restaurants, and those are all sponsored. And then, of course, Wilson Creek Wine. So that's, you know, that's always one of the fun things, too, if people drink wine. And so there's wine and beer and soft drinks and water, and that's fun. So, yeah, that's a celebrity reception, and that's also highlighted on our homepage, 9th Annual Celebrity Reception, an evening of entertainment at Wilson Creek.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So you can go to realityrally.com for more information on all of this, everything that we're talking about this evening, or to sponsor a reality star, how to get involved. And speaking of getting involved, Jillian, and I see that you put this on your site, but I want to make sure. Let's say that you are local, you live near Temecula, or even if you're coming in the weekend and you want to volunteer during the weekend, you want to do something, you want to help the event out. How can people go and volunteer?
That too, you can go straight to realityrally.com, and along that line of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pictures, the first one is volunteer positions now available, and there's a picture of a group of volunteers. We have all ages volunteering. It's an opportunity for people, if they're in schools in the area and they get community service hours, we provide them for whatever time they put in. And we have over 150 high school kids every year part of this event on the Saturday. But anybody can volunteer for any of the 3 days. Very easy to see. It is a very long list because there's a lot of jobs to do. But if you click on the picture of the volunteers that says 2019 volunteer positions now available, you click on that, it takes you back to the back next page. And then it says click on, there's a little video showing a bunch of volunteers, which they all look like they're having such a good time because they are. And then you go to click on, it says volunteer here, and it'll take you to a very long list of different jobs for the different nights. And then you pick your job, and you put your demographic information in there, and then you get email back saying thank you very much, and your job is described back to you, and then there's a reminder closer to the time. And we try to get information to everybody before the event so that they're even more clued in. But we need lots and lots of volunteers to make this run smoothly. And, you know, it's an opportunity. Not too many people want to take on a huge thing. I think I must have eaten insane pills or something when I was little, because I keep taking on big things. But it's so worth it. But everybody wants to be part of something. And this may be the way that you can be part of it out there. Just sign up. Come and volunteer. We need about 400 altogether for the weekend. So there's so many jobs. And I love that so many groups are involved in so many ways throughout the weekend. It's an amazing area, and we have so much support from so many groups of people, and it's amazing, just amazing. I still can't believe it's been amazing, and it still is amazing for 9 years.
Yeah, that's you're so right, Jillian, about, you know, volunteering, and you know, it's not always so easy to commit to a regular volunteer assignment, or, you know, a weekly or even a monthly sometimes. But to come out and do events like this, it's fun. You can really make a weekend out of it. And the best part about it is you can sign up with your friends and family. You can, you know, this is an opportunity for your entire family to volunteer, or to get a bunch of friends together to do it, or, you know, your members of your church, or members of your coworkers, you know, people who really want to get involved and do something important and meaningful, but at the same time, really fun, you know. What an awesome thing to do. It's a great way to spend a weekend. So, yeah, that totally. If you are in the area and this is something that you can do, check out, go to realityrally.com, click on the volunteer positions picture, and sign up, because that's just a great, really fun volunteer opportunity. And again, when you're going to realityrally.com, yes, you're talking about all the fun. Yes, you're talking about all of the cool events. But remember, it's all driven by volunteers. And that's the best way, because when it's driven by volunteers, that means that the money is going to the nonprofit. It's going to the cause. In this case, it's going to Michelle's Place. And if you want to know more about Michelle's Place, you can go and check out their website. And what is their website, Jillian?
It's michellesplace.org. And, you know, as I've been talking, and I can't believe it, I've been doing this for 9 years, and looking at the website as I'm flicking through to talk about things, I'm suddenly realizing that it's not easy to find the Michelle's Place website. It, you know, there's information about Michelle's Place because it's absolutely forefront in everything we do. The family are at every event. They're there. They're at with everything we do. But it's not easy to find the website. So as soon as we finish talking, I do a lot of the website management. I'll be going on there, and right on, there's a slider of three different things that are right at the top. And the picture that's of Michelle's Place and some of their main volunteers, and then a few of their staff, I'm going to put the website on there, but it is michellesplace.org. So make sure it's .org, otherwise it goes somewhere else. But yeah, michellesplace.org. And, you know, they've provided some phone support to people from outside the area that have been concerned and wondering if what their area people are doing for them, you know, is it like, should I be asking anything else? They've done some phone chats with people just so that they can get a little bit more information. Obviously, it's more for people that, but, you know, people come from all over Southern California to a lot of their support services and to be referred. So, yeah, michellesplace.org. And they do incredible amounts of work. I lost both my parents to lung cancer and a 56-year-old brother to pancreatic cancer. So I know what it's like going through, you know, a devastating diagnosis with a family member and a struggle that goes through treatment. And thank God so many of the treatments are successful these days, particularly if it's caught early. So my message to people is take care of your health. If you haven't had a mammogram, if you haven't had a physical, if you haven't had some lab work, if you've got a funny symptom that you're not sure should be there, go and see about it. Don't wait. Don't feel like I don't want to be a nuisance to the doctor. Go and have it checked out. Early detection saves lives in no matter what cancer it is. And, you know, I talked about this being a whole collaborative thing and how we get ideas from different people. And I met with one of the community people in town yesterday, actually. They run a magnificent jewelry store that's been a family business for 30 years. And she said, we can't do much money-wise, but she said, hey, I'd love to help. She came up with a whole bunch of brilliant ideas, one of which is what I'm going to implement tomorrow as soon as I've got it all in place, is it would be like a tribute wall, basically. And people can purchase a tribute card that would then go into our program on a tribute wall. So I, for one, would, and I'm going to price them at $25, I can buy one for my family in tribute to, in honor of my family. You know, I honor them for what they went through. And I've got so many friends that have not won their fight, and I've also got many that have. So then I would buy a celebration card in celebration with so-and-so for winning, and they are through. So this was an idea that came up yesterday, so now I'm quickly going to implement it. So people can actually buy a card for what we'll have as a virtual tribute wall, but also it will be in our program. Those little cards. It would be a business card size, and it'll be a tribute wall, basically, or tribute few pages, depending on how many we sell. But again, $25 donation for Michelle's place to get a tribute card. And I thought, now, why on earth haven't I thought about that? So I told her, thank you. That's a brilliant idea. I'll be having that visible.
That's why every year it keeps getting bigger, it keeps getting better, and the more talent that you have, the more sponsors, the more volunteers, the more heads that come up with these really cool and creative ideas, Jillian. So that's great.
Yep.
RealityRally.com is the place to be. We only have a couple minutes left, so I want to recap. I want to summarize what we've been talking about.
Could I just quickly mention the Celebrity Chef Showcase? We didn't talk about that. And that came from an idea. Ashley Sherman, who was on Hell's Kitchen, asked many years ago, hey, can't we do something with the chefs? So we have a Celebrity Chef Showcase, and we're going into that for, I think, the sixth or seventh year. So check that out on the website. It stars from Chopped Hell's Kitchen MasterChef, whoever raises the money to be here. And it's a celebrity culinary competition, and that's pretty awesome. And you can see a video when you click on the red-coated people on the website. So thank you. Please check. But that came from Ashley Sherman as an idea. The lip sync also came. Ashley was the lip sync thought. Hey, can't we do a lip sync? And Amanda Colello was the chef idea. So each of those stars came up with this idea that then became an event.
Yeah. So that's awesome. There's tons of events within this weekend. So Reality Rally. It takes place May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Temecula, California. RealityRally.com is the website. You can go there. You can purchase tickets to these events. You can purchase an entire weekend of a VIP experience where you get to stay in an amazing hotel. You get to ride with the reality personalities. You get to go to all of the events. But let's say you don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. You're not staying in a hotel. That's okay, because you can go and get tickets to any of these events we talked about, the Lip Sync Showdown, the Celebrity Fundraiser, the Chef's Showcase, the amazing race game on Saturday. You can purchase and participate in these individual things. But if you're like, oh, man, I can't make it to Temecula, California. I want to be a part of Reality Rally. How can I be a part of it even if I can't physically be there? Well, you can do that in a couple different ways. You can go to realityrally.com. You can click on Reality Stars and Teams. You can donate to make sure that your favorite reality personality gets there. You can donate to a couple people. You can donate to just one. And then, of course, on May 4th, you can go to realityrally.com and you can check out the live stream of the event. So it's kind of like you're there even if you're not. So all of these things you can do. And most importantly, it's for Michelle's place. 9 years, you know, when you do an event for 9 years, it's, you know, a lot of fundraising events crash and burn. They do. I mean, I've seen it happen where things happen. You know, you do it for a year or two, the momentum doesn't pick up. People want to do other things, or they don't make enough money to sustain themselves. But the fact that they, you know, Jillian and her team have been able to create an entire 3-day event and sustain it for 9 years, it's absolutely amazing and a testament to not only how fun and how good this event is, but how much it helps the community and specifically Michelle's place. So Jillian, it's absolutely amazing what you do. I love that you come on every year and talk about it. I can't wait to talk about the 10th annual one and beyond.
You know, it's 2020. That's what it is, 2020. We're going to have 2020 vision, looking into the future. So,
that's right.
There you go.
That's right.
And send me the link as soon as you've got it so I can put it on our Facebook so people can listen if they missed it.
100%. We will do that. So realityrally.com is the place to go. You can also follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Reality Rally. Jillian, plug your Twitter again, please.
It's at Reality Rally.
Okay, perfect. All right. Jillian, it is such a pleasure to speak to you every year. We absolutely love it. Do not be a stranger. Come back and visit us anytime.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate your support. I love chatting with you, to you, and to your followers. So thank you so much. I really love it. RealityRally.com for Michelle's Place will go on as long as I and we can do it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jillian. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you.
So that was Jillian from Survivor, from Reality Rally. Priscilla, this event is so cool. Every year they do such amazing work, and we're excited to always be a part of it and always talk about it every single year. And you need to get to Temecula, California, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And if you can't do that, do what you can to help your favorite reality personality get to Temecula, California, and get to Reality Rally. I know. We talk to Jillian and I get so excited and we spend our show talking to her. But next week we will talk some Survivor. It will happen. It was a pretty big show. I'm always constantly scared to death for Kelly Wentworth, so it's been a very hard season for me.
I know.
So we got it. Next week we will talk about it. I promise you. We got to talk challenge too. So much going on in the challenge right now. We'll talk that. Top Chef, I've been wanting to talk about. And you know what, Priscilla, I'm not going to lie. I broke down and I watched Colton jumping over a fence on Bachelor. I did. I saw the preview. I did.
Nope. It's been Wallgate for like weeks now. It's like, and that's all I hear on all these stupid ass shows. And it didn't even make me want to watch it.
And I was like, he jumped over the fence. Like he like literally like put his leg over and like he was jumped up. I mean, I was like, okay, you win, Chris Harrison. I will watch this episode. So I did, and I'll talk to you guys about it. and the finale of Bachelor is next week, so we'll discuss this as well. As always, I am at Reality Alley, Reality Alley, A-L-L-I-E on Twitter. Priscilla is at P-S-I-L-L-A. I want to hear your thoughts. I need to talk to you guys about what you're watching, what you're doing. Big Brother Canada started yesterday. If you're watching that, I want to talk about that too. Hit us up on Twitter and talk to us about that. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.